Chatis Oif, Shemo Koshtar Lishmo. Let's say Bishat Malika of the Chatis Oif, the Kohen had more to do with the Shem of the Korban. Then Umitza Dom Achutzla Zmanoi, Bishat Mitzi Adam, he had in mind to do it, to eat it tomorrow. Or else Oy Shemo Kochutzla Zmanoi, Bishat Malika, he had in mind to eat from the Bosa tomorrow. But Umitza Dom Achutzla Lishmo, Bishat Mitzi Adam, he had another Machshav of Sula Achutzla Lishmo, by Chatis this Pasul. Therefore, it's not Chal Pigel. There's another Machshav of Sula here besides Pigel. Or Yerel Shemolka Umitza Domish Lalishmo. Rostam, he did both the Malik and the Mitzia Dam with the Machshav for another Korbin. Zeu Shlakorva Matikim Mitzvasoi. These are the cases that you have other Psulim involved. The material were not brought the right way. Therefore, it's not Chal Pigel. What's going to be if you have in mind Lecho Kezayis Pachutz or Kezayis Lamacher? Bishas is doing either the Malika or the Hazor, he has in mind to eat a kezayis of meat tomorrow, achat, to eat a kezayis the wrong place, and a kezayis tomorrow, or else kezayis lamacha, kezayis lachutz, he has in mind to eat one kezayis of meat tomorrow, which is an achshavis pigel, and one kezayis either the wrong place, chutz mkaymai, or else kechatzi zayis lachutz, the kechatzi zayis lamacha, or else kichatzi zayis lamachor, ukechatzi zayis pachutz. In all these cases, posol v'yein bekoros. Since lemais you have another machshav involved, you also have a machshav to eat the meat tomorrow, and also teat at the wrong place, teat at kizayis the wrong place. But since you have a machshav to eat kizayis of it the wrong place, that makes the machshav shleibim koymoi. Therefore, it's only posol and no, there's no koros, there's no pigel. Amish like we have by Kabonis. And of this also, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, his sheet was, Zeha Klal, this is the general rule, that in Machshav Esazman, Kod Mola Machshav Esamakon, if the first Machshav he had was, Chuslis Manoi, Vashasi made the Malika, he had a mind to eat a Kezayis Bosa tomorrow, and then he has a mind to eat a Kezayis Bosa, the wrong place, Pigel, since the first Machshav was Chuslis Manoi, it's like a Chal Pigel. And therefore, the chayav mol of korish, like a chayav korish. But the yim machshav is hamokim kodmo, the machshav is hazman. If the first machshav he had was tidi kezayis, the wrong place, and then he had a machshav tidi kezayis tomorrow, posel v'yein by korish. Therefore, the first machshav was chutzlam kaimai. There's only chalat sul, and there's no chayav korish. However, the chachom moim and the chachom say no. Zev is the posel v'yein by korish. Both of them are posel, there's no chayav korish. Why? Because we don't care what happened first. Lamais, you had another machshav here. There's other machshav is moitzi medei pigol. Therefore, it's only chalap sul and not koros. What's going to be lecho kechati zayis? Ula haka kechati zayis kosher. If you had a mind to eat a kechati zayis of meat tomorrow and to burn a kechati zayis of the fat of the tomorrow, so the inner is kosher. Shein achidlo v'yaktor v'tafrin. They can't put the two together, the machshav with the kohen's ganit, and what's going to put on them is beach. Even though they're both called an achila, but they're two different achilas. They can't be mitzvah after two. Therefore, the maisa, the carbon is kosher. Now the Gemara says, tell the Rabbanan, look at the price like this. The pasuk says, v'ekrivui, matam lem, what does it say it for? So actually says, b'ayla tzayif ksiv, b'ayla tzayif it says, v'ekrivui ha'kayin el ha'mizbeach. So matam lem, what does it say it for? Well, ksiv, the pasuk says already, v'ekriv min ha'tovim. So what does it say it for again? So more says Lafishina, because it says Vikriv Min HaTorim, spring from the birds, from the pigeons, I mean Vinei HaYoinom. So Yochla would have thought to say HaMisnadiv Oif, whoever makes the Nadova to bring a Korban Oif, La Yivchais Mishnei Freidim, you cannot bring less than two birds, because it says Torim, I mean Vinei HaYoinom Ashra Plu, you have to have at least two. Tam Lema, therefore the post says no, Vikrivri, you can bring it. Afilu Pleidachas, you have a right to bring from the Dover or Oilach Oif, even one bird. So Afilu Pleidachas, you have Yelam Mizbeach, even one Pleid, one bird, one Dover, one turtle, he could bring to the Mizbeach. Said, so Matam Malay Makrin, why does the Pasuk have to say here, Vikrivri? It says Vikrivri Hakrin, why is that the word Hakrin here for him? Likvoyel Hakrin, he says that you have to have a Krin. It means a Zara cannot make a Malika. The Malika is only kosher with a Kohen. Shiyoch was however thought to say, Follow Dino, we notice well like this. Uma ben sein. Madach by an animal of ben sein. Shekov aloy tzofen. By korban oyla or by chatas kodesh kodoshim. The shchita has to be done on the north side. Lo kov ala koyin. Still, you do not have to have a koyin b'shach. The shchita is even kosher bizarre. So oif, a bird. Shalo kov aloy tzofen. And the Torah does not say b'dav chas on the north side. Is eino din shlo yigven ala koyin. Isn't it a svarim and a svarim? I would have thought that you do not need a koyin to make the malika. Therefore, Talmud Lema says ala koyin. Says veikrivo ela koyin. Veikrivo ala koyin ela mizbeach. Lekvoy ala koyin. Teach us that you have to have a koyin to make the malika. Yochla, I would have thought to say yemokeno besakin. Maybe a malika could be done with a knife. And really, if it didn't, it's a svarim. Umayim shchita. Shlo kovul ala koyin. Kovul ala kli. Matuch shchita by behema. Whatever the Torah says, you do not need a kohen. Still, you need a kli, you need a knife. If so, malika, malika saif. Shekovol or kohen, as the pasuk says, you have to have a kohen to make the malika. Is there any din, isn't it a svar or shikvol or kli? That for sure you should have to have a kli. And this time, the pasuk says, kohen or molek. It says, the kohen or molek mashma, the kohen makes the malika without anything else. That's what we'll soon see. Rashi said this emshach. That Omer of Kira Kiva says, V'chitala adaitchus, did you have a half minute to think she'zar kol l'gavi mizbech, that a zar could go on top of the mizbech to make the malika? The point Kposit says ha'kayin l'molak. So could I have a half minute to say that a zar could go up e'lamatam loy m'kayin? Why does the Kposit have to say kayin over here? It means to teach us she'tay malika b'yatsuma she'kayin. When it says kayin l'molak, since the malika anyway is on top of the mizbech and a zar cannot go on top of the mizbech, so what is the pasuk have to say? Kohen and Molech. It comes to teach us shetei malika biatzuma shekohen, that the malika is with the body of the kohen. That's it. Yochla would have thought to say now, and that's without a kli, just with his nails, with his thumb, he makes the malika. Yochla would have thought to say yomokeno bein milmalo bein milmato. He can make the malika whether he's on top or whether he's on bottom. As she says, bein milmalo means Menachut, bein on the bottom part, bein on the bottom part of the mizbech. Talmudim, it says no, umolak victor. It says ba'ilah saif, umolak, and then right away victor. Svidash and mahak Torah, Risha mizbech, just like the malika, just like the Torah, the burning of it, is on top of the mizbech. So af malika, Risha mizbech, who is in the malika, also has to be on the top of the mizbech. Molak mimul oruf. Now the Mishnah says, where is the malika? Mimul oruf, on the back of the neck. Atayim, you're telling me mimul oruf on the back of the neck. Maybe means the front part of the neck. The same place you make the shchita. Maybe that's the place you have to make a malika also. For dinu, we have to swear that way. Nema kana molak. It says here a molak. For nema nala no molak. Malal mimul oruf on the back of the neck. Afka mimul oruf. It also has to be on the back of the neck. It should have to be. So it says Bechata Seif, also the word Molak. So just like Bechata Seif, it means from the back of the neck, Ba'ilah Seif also means the back of the neck. So Moira says, why? He Malal, just like Bechata Seif, Molak Vein Amavdu, the other mitzvah is to make him Likah, but not to separate him to the head from the body. Is Afka, maybe Rosa Ba'ilah Seif, Molak Vein Amavdu, maybe you don't have to make Havdalah. On this Talmud Lema, the pasuk says, "O Molak Victor." Again, Mahak Torah Harosh Liyatzmei Veguf Liyatzmei. Just like that, Mahak Torah, where they say you burn the head separately and you burn the body separately. Af Malika, the same thing. B'Shas Malika should be Harosh Liyatzmei Veguf Liyatzmei. The Rosh has to be by itself, and the Guf has to be by itself. But Minan, how do we know Shak Torah Harosh Liyatzmei? How do we know that Torah of the Rosh should be done by itself? How do I know this also? Shneimer the pasuk says, "V'ikti roisei harayak toras haguf omra." It says, "V'ikti roisei should burn the body of the other seif." Or morni mekayim. What does the pasuk say? "V'ikti ra mizbecha." They should burn it on the mizbech. That toras harosh across the medaber. The pasuk is talking about burning the head. So mashmi, you have to burn it separately, the head separately and the body separately. Then the pasuk says, "V'nimtza damoi kul yakir ra mizbech." That the dam has to go on the side of the mizbech itself, and not on the side of the kevish, or not on the heichel.
V'yezu, which is this? V'akir oyon. By Ola Seif, it has to go on the top part of the Mizbeach, kir oyon. Oyon, maybe not that way, or kir otachtoin. Maybe it's the bottom part of the Chuta Sikra. Maybe the dam of the Ola Seif goes in the bottom part of Mizbeach. And really, we didn't want to swear that way. Ma behema, just like by behema's oif, by behema's oila. By behema. Shechata selamala. That the zrik of a korban chatis is lamala mechuta sikra. Oila selamata. The zrik of a korban oila is lamata. Is so oif by a bird. Shechata selamata. The mitzvah of the azoyas adam mechatis oif is then lamata. Is then a din isn't the swara. She alosa lamata, that Ola Seif also it has its mitzvah should be done lamata. Tamlo, this pasuk says no. Tamlo, it says o molak v'hiktur. The nimtza damai, the mashal malika and Torah done right away. The same place where the mitzvah hadam is. The chisala, that's what I think to say. Le'yachas shikta chayz the mamz. What the pasuk saying? What I think to say after you make the Torah, after you burn the yoyf, then you go and make the mitzvah dam. The dam is burnt up. So what's the point of saying a molak victor and then the nimtzah damai? What is the word victor doing in between? And the rather learner comes to teach us like this. Ma haktor, just like by the haktorah. For Rosh HaMizbeach has to be done on top of the Mizbeach. Av mitzoy, who are then the mitzoy of the dam of the Oil HaSoif, for Rosh HaMizbeach should be done on top of the Mizbeach. It was so a cape that has to come out. Ho yoyla bakevis. He will go up the plank. Or point of the soif, you make a right turn on the small one and go to the soif. Or Bola Lakaran's Ramis Mizrochis. He come to the east south corner. Or Yamulik Yesroish Molopoi. He would make the Malika there on the back of the neck. Or Mavduan would separate the body from the head. Or Mamtse Midom Akir Mizbeach. And there he would squeeze the dam onto the Kir Mizbeach. On the top part. Him also Lamata Miraglo Afilu Amak Shera. But he does that underneath his feet. Even one arm more, still is kosher. Rashi says the matam raglo is the chut ha-sikra min ha-sevav amo, because the chut ha-sikra is one amo below the sevav. His feet is on the sevav. So even one amo down is still kosher. Albeit in the top part from the chut ha-sikra above. Reb Nechemi, Reb Lezer, Reb Yaakov Oimrim, kol atzmo en enasa sele brosha mizbeach. No, the whole thing was done on top of the mizbeach. The malik was done on top of the mizbeach. Not on the sevav, but on top of the mizbeach. Ma denayu, Abaye of Rovi Damat Avayu, Oysa Marocha Gabi Seivev, Ike Benayim. Now, the community is, can you make the Marocha on top of the Seivev or not? But you have to make the Malik of Mokum, you could make Akhtarah. See if Yod, you could put the Marocha. You could burn on the Seivev itself. That's a Mokum Roy, Akhtarah. Therefore, it's a Mokum Roy for the Malika. It's right to make the Akhtarah there. Therefore, you can make the Mitzui there also. Not after the Malika, I mean the Mitzui can be done there. But if you hold the Seviv is not ready for that Torah, then the mitzvah bedavka has to be done on top of the Mizbeach, the mokum where it's ready to do the Haktorah. That's the place that's ready to burn there. So Kitzur is what the Machlokes is telling you in between the Nechemah of Reb Lezer ben Yaakov and the Tanakama, whether you can make the mitzvah on the Seviv or not. Then the Mishnah says, Bo lo leguf, like after he burnt the rush, the head of the Yoyla, the Oyla Seif. Now we go to the body of the Oyla Seif. Tell about Bonham, what like this? The Pesach says, V'eithereth Merosei, V'noitzosei, you take out the crop with its feathers. Zu Zephik, this means the Zephik. Now Yochla were thought to say, Yachter Besakim Yiklenu, maybe you have to cut around with a knife, and then make a circle around it to be able to pull it out. Tamlo, the Pesach says, V'noitzosei, you have to take it out with its feathers. Rashi says that Avamina is, just take out the zephyr, the crop itself, without the skin, without the noitzo. So Tamlem, the Pesach says, no, the noitzo say, with its feathers. Tamlem, the noitzo say, noitla sa noitzo ima. Abi yoisi ben chona noimel, noitlo ve noitel kukavon ima. You take out this noitzo, so you take out the crop, you take out the kukavona, that's the part of the insole, like part of the stomach with it also. Rabbi Yishmael Tana, Vinoitzosa means Vinoitzo Shalom, with its own feathers, Koitra Besakin Kimin Aruga. The Rashi says, Vinoitzo Shalom means Velo Yosa, Imashik Negra Zephik. All you have to take out just what's around the Zephik. In other words, you do not have to take more than just the feathers right near the Murasai. So therefore, Benoitzasim is Benoitzah Shalom, with its own feathers, and not more. Therefore, Kaid Rabitzak and Kimina Ruba, they can cut a knife, take a knife, and cut right around it, just to take out its Kukavam, its Murasa, and its Noitza right there, and not more. Then it says, Shisav Lehivdo. You're supposed to, like, tear it apart, but not make them